Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Kevin Durant, by most people's estimation, the second best player in the world, clearly one of the all-time greats, and probably en route to his third straight championship with the Golden State Warriors. And yet, my man is salty. He went off on the media last night.
Salty? I think Planners is on the phone.
Nothing. Kawhi didn't. What? At least you got crickets before you got zilch.
Planners is on the phone.
All right.
Salty?
Anyway, okay. Kevin Durant went off on the Warriors media. Here it is.
You've obviously been around the noise for so long. Is it bothering you more this year? Is it louder this year?
It's unnecessary. You got to do Ethan Strauss, who come in here and just give his whole opinion on stuff and make it seem like it's coming from me. And he just walk around here, don't talk to nobody, just walk in here and survey and then write something like that. And now y'all piling on me because I don't want to talk to y'all about that. I have nothing to do with the Knicks. I don't know who traded Porzingis. They got nothing to do with me. I'm trying to play basketball. Y'all come here every day, ask me about free agency, ask my teammates, my coaches, you rile up the fans about it. Y'all let us play basketball. That's all I'm saying. And now when I don't want to talk to y'all, it's a problem with me. Come on, man. Grow up. Come on, bro. I come in and go to work every day. I don't cause no problems. I play the right way. Well, I try to play the right way. I try to be the best player I can be every possession. What's the problem? What am I doing to y'all?
We're talking to the media.
So? Who are you? Why do I got to talk to you?Ell me. Is that going to help me do my job better? Nah, bro. I didn't feel like talking.
Hey. Shame on the reporters there. Because you know what I would have said, Chris?
It is part of your job.
It is a part of your job.
Yep.
And you think you're stiffing us. You ain't stiffing us. You're stiffing the fans. We're here for the fans. They can't ask you the questions. That's what we do. We're conduit. You guys always think you're screwing us. This is our job. But our job is to report to the fans. Get over yourself. Kevin Durant, the fans want to know. That's why we ask the questions. We don't give a damn.
And guess who pays your
hefty
salary? The fans.
Yes.
Look,
I don't understand why guys don't understand it. Chris, they really think me and you care? It's a job.
One thing athletes need to recognize, and I hope that every one of them listening hears this and loud and clear. If it were not for the media, I'm not trying to overstate us, our situation. But if it weren't for the media, the television stations, the radio stations, the newspapers, and now websites writing about you, televising your games, making you such a big deal, you would be a bunch of brothers running around playing a game that not many people would care about, and you wouldn't be making millions of dollars and getting generational wealth, because what you do ain't that important.
It's not in the grand scheme of things, but I just don't understand, Chris, why they think it's about us. When you don't talk to the media, you're sticking your nose up at the fans and say, he just said, I don't get it. What don't you get? Really, you don't get it? Why are we there? Who consumes what we get, Chris?
Do we
take it home and share it with our families?
Right.
And hold on and go, look, I talked to Kevin Durant. Stop, Kevin. You're not that important. You're a basketball player. A great one. And people, they've invested their time and energy in the sports. They live and they die. Fan, derived from the word fanatic. They love it. They're the ones who eat up the information. That's why we travel to the games with you. That's why newspapers and television stations invest money, because people are interested in it. Get off your high horse. Our job is to talk about free agency and interesting stories that people want to know what's going to happen with their team. It ain't about us. We're the conduit. That's all we are. I'm so tired of this.
And look, Rob, I get it. I understand from a human aspect. When you are constantly written about positively or negatively, constantly covered, constantly psychoanalyzed, constantly speculated about, and you know, sometimes the speculation, the psychoanalysis may be the furthest thing from the truth.
Okay, and that's why you have a chance to talk and bring your side of the story.
Right. But I get how it can bother you. But here's the problem, or here's the thing that KD needs to recognize. It's ironic that he said grow up, because part of growing up is understanding your station in life. Anyone, not just athletes, anyone in the public arena is scrutinized, especially nowadays, scrutinized, criticized to death. Whether you're an actor, an entertainer, a politician, we get criticized. Heck, they're killing you in Boston.
Killing me. You absolutely. Know, but that's Patriots, a part of it.
Yeah.
I get it. I understand.
We understand it.
Did I not go on WEEI in Boston and take calls for an hour?
Right.
They booed me in Atlanta, the fans there in the media center.
The most powerful person in the world is the president of the United States. Whether it's Trump now, it was Obama before him, they both daily got scrutinized. I'm sure they would love to say, can I just run the country?
No, it doesn't work like that.
Can I just make decisions? No. Every day they got to meet with the press and answer questions. And again, I get it. But if you don't want the scrutiny, if you don't want to be questioned, guess what? Go get a regular job.
Go work at the post office.
And don't be in the public arena.
Right.
If that's what you want. But no, you don't just want to play basketball. You want to make millions. You want to be famous. You want to have Nike deals. You want the women. You want the money. Like, I get it. That's nothing wrong with wanting that. But don't get mad with the this is part of the job.
But they also want the fans to go out and buy their sneakers. These are the people that they're turning their nose at. But if it's about them and what they want to put out there, then they want, oh, yeah, can you write about this? Hey,
right?
Let me tell you about that. Let me put it on social media. Because now it's something that they want. That's the part that they don't get. And I'm so tired about the media being like this, the bad guys or whatever. Hey, when you hit the game-winning shot and you're the MVP, you stand there and talk then.
Right.
Can't have it both ways.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. And the people who always constantly trying to beat up the media, we are there for fans. It's not about us. Stop it. Get over yourself. Most reporters, and Chris knows this, we've been in the business for years. We want the best story and the easiest story. Am I right, Chris?
Yep. During
every
the game,
day.
You don't mind a blowout when you're writing a game story because you can write it.
I can write it as the game
done.
Is going and get done and get out of there.
Yep.
I don't care who wins or loses.
And another thing, too, and KD, I think you have to recognize, I mentioned part of growing up, is recognizing the type of person you are, too. Like Michael Jordan and Tom Brady, they're the type of guys that fed off of the criticism. We see Brady. I mean, he's
even
having
Brady's
fun
talking
with
about it now, right?
Posting Instagram things. Don't call me the GOAT. Call me trash. Blah, blah, blah. Michael Jordan, we know, did that. There are some guys that are indifferent to it. Then there are other guys that their personality type is the criticism really messes with them. And it gets in their head. I think LeBron James recognized that when he, after the Dallas series in Miami, that's when he started going zero, dark 30, 23, whatever he calls it, where he get off social media during the playoffs. KD, if I was his advisor, I would be like, dude, you got to get off social media.
Just stop
it. Get off it. Like, he can't handle, and this wasn't social media necessarily. This was a written report. But there are guys that you covered the Knicks, I covered the Knicks. There are players that don't read the papers.
Right.
They don't look at the back page. They try. You can't avoid everything. But there are guys that know that I'm not the type of guy that can constantly hear the criticism. We talked to Mitchell Trubisky during the Super Bowl.
He said he stopped it.
During the season, I'm off social media. And I know it's hard for millennials, but Kevin Durant, God bless him, he still can play great basketball with that. But it seems like it makes him miserable.
Whenever young players came to Detroit or whatever, and they would like ask some advice. Okay, here's a guy who's been around the town, a columnist, and I would be introduced. I'd always say to them, remember, all that stuff is for the fans. It's not for you. So just remember that. Sports talk radio, the newspaper, all the TV thing, that's for the fans. So if you're going to get caught up in it and love it when they're praising you, and then you're going to get sour when you when things aren't going, you're going to be in trouble. It's not for you. It's for the fans.
Yeah, it like KD just, you know, you almost feel bad for him. And I like KD. I know him a little bit personally. I do like him. But he should be, you've said it before this summer, he should be, should have been
in Europe
on an island eating grapes, you know. But he seems miserable. You're about to probably win your third straight championship.
What are you miserable about?
Right? You're one of the best players, not only now, but ever. And, I mean, just enjoy it. If this is your last year with, you know, Golden State, enjoy it. And KD has to recognize he played into this, too, because you saw, I mean, he was on, seemed like a new podcast every week.
Right.
Earlier in the season.
He was.
And then he goes dark. He stops talking to the media when? When New York made that trade for Kristaps Porzingis, the clear cap room for two max players.
That's only a natural question for media members to ask when the Knicks open up cap space. Now they can sign, right? They got $75 million to play with. You could sign two players. Why do you think that would not be a question? Nobody's saying you got a deal in place with New York, but don't act like that's not an obvious question.
And you
question.
Can shut it down by, one, if you signed a long-term deal, but two, if you just say, look, I'm not talking about that, ask me about that.
And that's why I said
season.
About Kyrie, what he did in Boston when he did that before the season.
Yeah,
he tried to shut it down. He just said, hey, I'm planning on being here. If you guys,
it worked for half a season.
It did.
You know,
but
he brought it back up when he called LeBron, and now he's saying, you know, ask me July 1st. But, yeah, that's what he did. He was smart to shut it down. And, you know, KD, it's also not just the media, KD. This was your own teammate, the guy that recruited you more than anybody else to Golden State. He brought it up in the heat of a game. So don't just – I think KD, like, remember when he said those comments about LeBron and it's toxic around – he tried to say it's toxic around LeBron because of the media. No.
No.
LeBron brings a lot of this himself, but he didn't want to criticize LeBron.
Right.
Now he's saying it's toxic here – or not toxic, but the problem here – is that the media's focusing on this, but your own teammate called you out about it in the heat of a game.
No doubt about
it. So it's not just the media. All right, we're going to let you weigh in, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6360.
And I know we're going to get a lot of people calling in, they hate the media and all that stuff. You could go do all you want. I'll tell you, you'll be afraid to live in this world without independent media. Don't kid yourself.
No question.
You would be afraid to live in the world.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
And Rob, a lot of delusional. I'm just going to put it out there. Not crazy, not foolish, but delusional. Well-meaning Lakers fans thought that they were going to actually get Anthony Davis.
They really did, Chris. Am I right?
Right.
They really, really did.
And it wasn't, I know, look, I do think New Orleans was upset, and rightfully so. I do think New Orleans felt like the last thing we want to do is make a deal with the Lakers.
You mean a deal with the devil?
And rightfully so.
Because basically that's what it was.
But it also didn't make basketball sense. And that's the, at the end of the day, you have to put your emotions and feelings aside and do what is best for your basketball team. And for them, it was like, wait a minute, Boston at least potentially can make a better offer. The Knicks at least potentially could end up giving us Zion Williamson or that pick to get him. Why in the world should we do a trade when they can't even be at the table yet?
Right.
That's really what it boiled down to. And finally, let me say this before you speak. Everybody's like, well, the Lakers were giving them Lonzo and Ingram and Kuzma and picks. That same group is a 35-win team without LeBron James. They were 6-12 this year. If they couldn't win in L.A., what in the world is going to make me think they can win in New Orleans?
Thank you. 100%. And then they go, well, the Pelicans, they're going to regret this because, you know what? This trade won't be available for them. Yes, it will.
It will.
Yes, it will.
Minus a couple of the vets like Beasley
who are on one-year deals.
Come on.
But that deal ain't going nowhere, so you don't have to rush and make a trade because the Lakers and LeBron James hear his biological clock ticking.
Right,
that's what that's about. I don't care about their timetable.
You're not in the business of making other teams better.
No.
I want to make other teams worse. So don't give me this. I mean, there were literally people that felt like, well, he wants to go to the Lakers.
So they should just
send
do
him.
It.
I mean, what?
The Pelicans are acting like a 17-year-old girl just got broken up with, and now she acting all salty. Yes. Yes. What part don't you get? And then, they're so petty. Yes, Chris, they're petty.
You just hurt our business.
You threw a hand grenade.
Right.
Into our business.
Teams tank for years, Philadelphia.
To get a player like
that. Yes, and now we got him and he wants to leave. And look, it's his right. It's his right. But it's our right. There's two sides to every story.
Yes.
And it's our right to not trade you there.
We're not going to make your world great because you decided to walk out on us. And now we're going to do exactly what you want on your timetable.
Right. Come on.
Doesn't work like that. And not only do you have the rest of this year, Chris, he has another year on his contract.
Right. That's the thing.
You're not going to be free this summer. We got you for another year after this season.
Well, and Rob, here's the question I have for you. Can the Lakers, we saw how demoralized their players were against Indiana.
They lost
and
by
to be
42.
Honest, yeah, they're down 16 to Boston. Now, Boston's obviously a good team, but they look demoralized now. And not just the young boys. LeBron James just missed a left-handed layup. And it was, I don't even want to say contested because I don't think the Boston player jumped. But LeBron just missed a little easy layup. It wasn't a driving layup. He was right there. He just missed it. He's taken, I believe, 7 shots. LeBron
in
is,
the first
well,
half?
I'm sorry, 4 for 9. He's got 9 points. He's 4 for 9. That's not, you know, he averages about 19, 20 shots
right,
a game.
Right, so. It's
but
not.
He doesn't look himself either. So do you think they can recover from this?
Chris, I know you're going to say I'm a prisoner of the moment.
Well, you are a prisoner of the moment.
That I'm always, you know, watching
ironically,
watching
you
the
like
judgment.
To use that phrase so much, and you're the biggest prisoner of the moment
but
at FS1.
I think that this whole that they didn't get AD thing has dropped a bomb on the season for the Lakers.
That's better. In the first hour, it sounded like a shuttle takeoff.
No, that was it.
It's the same one.
There's no bomb?
What you want?
Like a bomb. Like something's blown up.
That wasn't a bomb? What was that?
It don't sound like a shuttle landing, shuttle takeoff. There's none. Do you
bomb.
Have shuttle takeoff?
But,
play shuttle
what?
Takeoff.
But here's my point, Chris.
The Gap Band.
He dropped a bomb on me.
There you go.
There's your bomb.
There's your bomb.
They dropped a bomb on me, right. But here's my point about this. Is that they're 27-27, about to be under 500 after they lose in Boston, right?
Right.
And if you just go by some people's estimation is that they're going to need to win 48 games. Chris has looked it up. He thinks it's around 45.
No, it is 45. What are you talking about, 48?
No,
right now, the A seed in the West is the L.A. Clippers, and they're on the pace to win 45 games.
Okay.
So right
so
now,
give or
right
take.
Now, it's 45.
Okay, but it could change. My point anyway.
You always going to
is that they gotta
round
go,
up.
They got to go 21-6.
No, they don't.
21-6, and this team is just
that's
not good enough.
That's to win 48. They have to go 18-10. To be 45-37.
And Chris, you're talking about now, you've already like lowered it that to win the A seed, you were telling me before the season they were going to be a top two. You told me a top
we
two seed.
Injuries, Rob.
It's not just injuries,
Rondo,
though.
It's a lot of injuries.
It's
LeBron,
not just.
If I had known LeBron was going to miss 17 games, I wouldn't have predicted 53 wins
but
or an MVP for him. Rondo's missed more than that.
But the bottom line
Lonzo's
is
Lonzo's been out.
Is that
Kuzma.
This season has just turned into a total mess where I think that they have a real shot of not making the playoffs. And now, think about this.
Real shot?
Yeah. I'm saying
are they making it or not?
They're not making the playoffs.
They're making them. There you go. That's your bomb.
They're not. Remember this. Put this down.
Put this down as a microwave take because he's going, again, just like with the Patriots.
No, no.
He's going to regret this one.
You know the difference between the Patriots?
And you know what
we're going to
play?
You know the difference
this
between
this is the year I'm finally going
this
to
is
be
it.
Right.
I've been calling for it for years, but finally, this is the year where I'm going to be right.
I'm going to be right. And
they will make the playoffs.
I'm saying they will not.
Unless
will not.
Injuries.
No, don't bring no. Yes
no,
or no.
I mean, that's a big. They're going to make the playoffs.
They're not going to make the playoffs.
But I'm telling you. I've said it. The young boys got to get past it. But LeBron's got to get past it. LeBron, you can't be demoralized either. You can't say, man, we have no chance to win a fight. You knew what you were signing up for.
No, he's heartbroken now because AD's not coming. So he's going to.
Well, he got to get over that. Salt. You got to get over that heartbreak, too. Best player in the world. I'm not asking go win a championship. I'm saying make the playoffs. If
and,
he stays
and
up.
He's not the
playoffs.
That's right. Are you kidding me? And he's not the best player in the world. LeVar Ball said he wasn't.
LeVar Ball said he wasn't the best player on his team.
I know. Did you hear him today on Undisputed?
Let's hear what LeVar Ball went ballistic.
Yes,
and if you're at FS1 today, Undisputed, the Herd.
He was all
on himself.
Crazy.
He didn't mince words. Here's a collection of LeVar's greatest hits.
Are you saying Lonzo better than LeBron?
Yes.
We close in age. We got a lot of the same. Mm-hmm. But then you ruined it by talking about Lonzo is better than LeBron. You know that's not true. You know that.
Why?
What you mean, why?
Why? Why? Why? Because LeBron been in the league for 15 years? I mean, how do you judge LeBron being better than my son? I ain't going to say nobody better than my son.
It's okay if it's the truth.
But if my son can play, which I know what I put
into
him.
We're not saying he can't
play. As far as shooting and passing and playing and running, LeBron hurt. He getting old. He getting old.
LeVar.
He getting old. LeVar. I tell you this, he can't guard Alonzo on that fast break.
LeVar.
Can't move that fast.
Your guy shooting 23% from the free throw line.
You can shoot 10%.
40% from the free throw line. How can he be better than the GOAT?
You talking about percentages shooting on free throws? Okay. Don't tell me about no free throws.
Okay, what about
he been in the league for a long time. Huh? What was LeBron shooting from the free throw line?
Like 6%.
I can tell you what. He been in the league a long time to not be able to make no free throws.
He shot 40%.
Wow. See, here's the problem with LeVar. You make these outlandish statements, so that makes us disregard anything you say that might be sensible. Don't tell me. I don't want to hear that Lonzo Ball is better than LeBron James. I don't want to hear that the Lakers or the Suns need to sign all three of your boys. Those are ridiculous statements. Now, if you want to criticize Luke Walton, I think the criticism is a little harsh, a little heavy on him. But people might be able to rock with that. If you want to say that Lonzo needs the ball in his hands or they're not playing him right, people might rock with that. But when you tell me he's better than LeBron James, you tell me he's, you know, they need to sign LiAngelo and play him at the two guard next to Lonzo and y'all win, that's when people can't listen to you.
What 100%? I mean, it's just ridiculous when you say, what? And then he has the nerve to bring up that LeBron can't make free throws.
Right. Your boy shooting 41%. Is the NBA the only league they shoot free throws in? Lonzo been shooting free throws since he was probably 6 years old.
Unbelievable that he would even, like, use that as ammo. I thought that was hilarious. But,
and he went after more than LeBron. I don't know if we have his sound. He went at Magic.
He went at Magic. He went at Luke Walton, said he was the worst coach. The players don't like him.
Went at the other young players, said without Lonzo, Kuzma, Ingram, Hart, or nothing.
And here's the other part. He also said about his son not going to New Orleans, and he'd rather go to Phoenix, where all three of his sons could play with the Suns. I hate to break it to you, but My Three Sons was a bad sitcom on television in the 60s.
Good. It was better
did
than
you
Golden
like that?
Girls.
Stop it. My Three
I
Sons?
I did used to watch it. I did used to watch it.
I mean, stop with the My Three Sons.
Stop it. I would have loved for my brother to play college basketball with me. Guess what? It didn't happen.
Right. Your brother didn't want to go to college in the cornfield. You know what I'm saying?
He went to Howard. You're right. That wasn't a corner.
You know why he went to Howard? All those black women there. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
My ex-girlfriend went there.
He married one.
My ex-girlfriend from high school went to Howard. And I went to go visit her, and I stepped off the bus.
Yeah, Howard.
I was like, oh, my God.
Howard was,
Yes. I felt like that. It was amazing.
But, yeah. I'm sorry. Like, I don't know what LeVar was trying to do today. I don't know if he
dropped
you know
the bomb
what?
On
I
everything.
I think he really felt like a lot of Lakers followers. I think he thought the trade was coming. I saw him in the green room. We call it the avocado room up at FS1. I talked to him. I said, where you been, man? You been in hibernation? He said, nah, I've been in Russia. But I think he came out today swinging because he thought Lonzo was gone. And look. You think Magic should trade Lonzo now? I think Magic should do what they've always done with LeVar and ignore it.
I don't think, just ignore it. I don't think after today. Today was where he's attacking what's going on, Luke Walton. This was at the time of the season, Chris, where they are and how fragile everything is. He came in and made a mess. He dropped a bomb in the middle of a wreck.
If they comment, if they make a big deal out of it, it's just going to go on and on.
If they ignore it,
I think it'll go away in a day or two.
It ain't a big deal. I just want to get a trade and get rid of him. I'm just done with that. I'm just saying Lonzo can't stay healthy. He's been up and down.
He has had problems with
right?
that.
Just
right.
Send him somewhere. I'm serious. Is that going to do it? Really? I know Skip Bayless is the big LeBron's going to be a star in this league, Chris. I'm not convinced
Lonzo.
Of that. I mean, Lonzo.
Yep.
I'm not convinced of that.
No, I'm not convinced. Look,
are you a star?
I like
he could be
Lonzo
a good player,
coming out of
but I'm
college.
Talking
right.
about a star.
Right. No, I don't. I mean, look, De'Aaron Fox, there's already Stephen A. Smith, our good friend. He reported that Magic wanted De'Aaron Fox and that Jeannie Buss made him take Lonzo. Now, I don't know, you know, Magic, even Stephen A. admitted he would deny it. Who knows what the truth is, but De'Aaron Fox is averaging 17-7 on a team that is better than the Lakers right now, at least by record.
Right.
And he don't have the benefit of playing with LeBron James.
That's all you need to know right there.
Yeah, I mean, so, look, I think Lonzo – here's the another thing, and LeVar didn't say this today, but when he talked about Lonzo, he doesn't want him in New Orleans because, he you know, they have a point guard. They don't. You don't – you want – it seems like he wants everything handed to Lonzo. And it doesn't work that way. You have to fight for that starting position. You didn't want him to fight for it against Elfrid Payton in New Orleans? So I don't know.
Who was
I mean,
in
LeVar
New Orleans
just,
that he was afraid of?
Like you said, Elfrid Payton. I think the only explanation, Rob, is that he thought Lonzo was not going to be a Laker by noon.
So that's why he went on and just
and he went,
off.
Now, I will say this. He was on Speak for Yourself after the trade deadline.
Right.
So he knew by then he wasn't getting traded. But I don't – I mean, LeVar said crazy stuff for years now. But this was – he went – it was like all the pent-up, you know, frustration he had from these several months where he hadn't said anything just came out today.
It all came out, and it was bad. If I'm Magic, I'm just not happy with it. The team is in a delicate spot. You got a lot of young guys who are bent out of shape. I get it. LeBron, which way is he going to go? Is he going to say, man, am I going to kill myself for this
season?
Yeah,
I only have a few years left.
Right.
He
might pull back a little bit.
It would be interesting, like, if he shuts it down.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like, not just play. He's not going to go out there and play terrible.
No. I don't mean that.
If he shuts it down and just doesn't even play, like, sits out because of
you know, that load management. Was that what they call it?
Right.